selected from the choir. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. The King of Glory shall come in.
In battle. Thank you so much for joining me, Minister Daphne Smith, purposed for godliness. Oh my goodness. Oh my my goodness, I am so excited about what God is doing. As always, I'm always excited about what God is doing. Again, Purpose for Godliness on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Minister Daphne Smith. Today, bringing you words of encouragement, hopefully, prayerfully inspiring you and motivating you to live a life that's purposed for godliness. Call-in number is 347-989-0144 every weekend at 8 a.m. Listen, I appreciate your support and prayers. Again, the call-in number is 347-989-0144. God is good and greatly to be praised. He really, really is. I have so much on my mind this morning. Been in service, and I probably should do this later and let Pastor talk, because, you know, I tend to talk a long time, but been in service this week, and just want to give a shout out to Love and Grace Christian Church on, I think the address is 2052 Avenue L in the city of Lancaster. Oh my goodness, prayer, praise, and power. Their annual women's conference, it has been simply amazing. That's all I can say. Simply amazing to hear the word of God go forth, and not just hear the word of God, feel the presence of the Lord, see people's lives change. It has been an amazing and amazing and amazing experience. So I've been in church all week. Purposed in my heart to, bless the name of Jesus, purposed in my heart to be in church all this week because I need something from God. There are things I need to be doing, and I just need to be in the presence of the Lord. So the theme this morning, I had several themes, and I'll tell you, I'm going to try not to be all over the map, but I really do feel the presence of the Almighty God. One of the things that's been on my mind this morning from a message that I heard last night, and it was talking about the ratio of women and men in the church, and there is always more men. It's like 69% of women in the church and 30, whatever, the leftover part is men. I don't mean leftover. I'm talking about as far as statistics are concerned. They're men in the church. And the young woman said, "What happened, women? Did we fall asleep?" And that just stirred my heart. Did I fall asleep? And technically, I can say yes, I have fallen asleep in some areas. But after I heard that message, I was stirred to get some things done and to do some things, because we need that extra push and that extra kick in the pants. We need the Holy Ghost to set us on fire and revive us again. Bless the name of Jesus. So the theme this morning is wake up. I can't scream it like I want to, but it's wake up with an exclamation point. We need to wake. So I just had to get that off my heart, I guess. I just had to get that off my heart. So that's what we're going to be talking about this morning. So let's hear from our pastor, Pastor Melvin Smith, and see what the Lord has placed on his heart this morning. Pastor.
Praise God. Praise God. I was just listening to you talk about that last night. Listen, God is such a good God. I guess I'm a little weird because he just deals with me differently. But Romans, I'm gonna just talk a little bit about Romans, the 12th chapter. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now, we read that, and we get all excited. I beg you, by the mercies of God, present your bodies a living sacrifice. But see, how can we present something to God that we haven't given him? Just think about that for a second. You know, every word of God is right. The Bible is a wonderful tool to use for our guiding, our guidance. But reading something and not applying it, that's the reason that the body of Christ is in the condition it is today. I'm saying, me personally, I'm saying let's apply what God has given us in our lives. Because people need to know that they can get help. And if they don't see us getting the help, how can we present something to them we don't have? Listen, the Lord has changed my ministry altogether. Because, you know, just like any other minister, if God has really called you, you want to be the best, you want to do the best. But see, I found out it's not about us. It never has about us being the best. He just wants us to give our best. And everybody's best is different. But as long as you're giving your all, God's behind you. He'll take that and make it whatever it needs to be. I'm saying, what do you want to do for God? Do you really want to present your body a living sacrifice? Do you really want to show that God is in charge? You know, further on up the scripture says, don't think of yourself more highly than you ought to. That's the problem with the body of Christ. We think we're something when we're not. And we never have been. And we never will be. The only way we're going to be something is in Christ Jesus. See, he opened up the door. He made the way. He made us worthy. We didn't. It was nothing we could do to make ourselves worthy. He took our sins upon himself. You know, I'm getting ready to preach, so I'm going to stop. But I'm just saying, let's do what the scripture says to do. Let's give ourselves over to God. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor. God bless you. Give yourself over to God. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. It is time that we wake up and that we, as Pastor said, give ourselves over to Jesus. It really is. It really is. We, as a body of believers, have been asleep for a long time. They used to say sleeping giant. I don't really know what that means. Maybe I need to look it up. I really haven't looked it up. I just think we've been asleep. A lot of us have been asleep in many areas, and I kind of understand why. Because you really do get tired. You get tired of fighting. You get tired of fighting. You get tired of praying. You get tired of fasting. You even get tired of reading your Bible. You get tired of praying and you don't see results. You get tired of going to church and you're the only one there. Or you're the first one there and the last one to leave. You get tired of being faithful. And you really do, because it wears on you physically, mentally and emotionally. It just wears on you. But we cannot allow those things that I just talked about, issues that I just talked about, stop us. The enemy comes to hinder. False teaching, false prophets, and all of this stuff that come to hinder and bring distraction. I feel the presence of the Lord. But we have to keep moving on, and it is time that we wake up. And I wish I could scream it the way I feel it, but we really need to wake up. It is high time that we wake up out of sleep. So we have the victory, and victory belongs to Jesus. So I'm going to play the song. I don't mean to be all over the map, but I have a lot of things on my heart and on my mind this morning, because I said I've been in church. I've been in church all week, and I purposed in my heart I was going to be in church all week because I needed something from the Lord. And the thing about being in church all the week is that I've heard so many messages and so much word and so many words of encouragement, plus the name of Jesus, that I'm just full of what I've heard and what I've experienced this week. And if you have an opportunity, it says women's conference, but the brothers are there, and thank God for the brothers. They're there. And I just, you know, it's just amazing to feel a part of the body of Christ. It really, really is amazing to feel a part of the body of Christ. We're not an island, and we're not all alone, and we separate ourselves, and because we get tired, and tired people separate themselves. And sometimes you need a respite and a break, but you know we can't allow the devil to snatch our minds, snatch what God has given us, and snatch the successes that the Lord has given. We allow, I know, I said I was going to play a song. We allow the devil to snatch those things that God has given us. We really do. Over the dumbest stuff, over the dumbest, silliest, goofiest, minute things. It's just silly. You know, we stop giving. We stop giving our tithes and offerings. We stop coming to church. We say crazy stuff like, I didn't feel like coming, but I came today. You know, we do all this. We say all these things, but we go to work, and most of us go to work on time. I do the show, and I got to do it on time. We do all these things, and because we know that physically there's a reward, even if we're lacking in those areas, we do our best to catch up because we want that check. We want those rewards. We want those accolades. But when it comes to the things of God, we are lazy, unconcerned, apathetic. We get angry. We leave the church. We leave our pastors high and dry. We do all these things. We just do. And with no second thought about it. I don't know. But it's high time that we wake up. And Pastor said, how can you give God something? How can you present God something that you haven't given? Because the word present means that I'm bringing it to you. All of my concerns, my anger, my insecurities, my emotions, my kids, my marriage, everything spiritually, naturally, physically, emotionally, mentally, psychologically, all of it, whatever you can name. We bring it to God. And so how can you do that? So really, 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 it is high time that we wake up out of our sleep. So I'm going to read those scriptures and try to share some things with you that God placed on my heart this morning. I'm a little tired in my body. I've been shouting the victory. In Christ Jesus, I found out I need to go back to doing my exercise and walking because I got some things I need to do for the Lord. That's another part of waking up. I have some things I need to do for the Lord. So I'm going to play this song for a few minutes and then come back and share with you. All right. the victory, the victory belongs to Jesus. That's the only way we can do this. It is the only way that we can do this. Heard that song last night. Young lady sang that song last night, and just the power of God just overshadowed us. Victory belongs to Jesus. And the reason I'm playing this song, because I found out that she is always in pain. This young woman that sang the song last night is always in pain. And has to carry an ice pack with her always for the pain. But she sang under the anointing. Victory belongs to Jesus. I'm just inspired. I really am inspired. I really am inspired. Sometimes we have to go somewhere and get out of our comfort zone and go get inspired. Go get inspired. We are so stuck in our own little world and our own me, my foe, and no more. And we need to go where we can get inspired. And it has to be spirit-led, because if it's not, then you're just going somewhere. I want to put that in there. If you're not, you know, you got to be led of the Lord where you go. I am so glad. And it's rare that I don't want to say it's rare. People think I'm strange when I talk about other people's ministries. That's what I should say. You know, I'm not insecure in my ministry, because whatever God has for me is for me. And I was so inspired. I've been so inspired this weekend, even with the Tuesday night Bible study. One of the members of our church, it was just such an inspiration. Then Thursday noonday prayer, the Lord came in mightily. It's like mini service. I'm telling you, Thursday noonday prayer at our church, 38136 Street East in the city of Palmdale, has turned into a service. It just turned into a Thursday afternoon service, and I'm glad about it. Signs and wonders. God is doing great things. Even with that, ministering to someone about what was on my heart concerning them and their walk with the Lord. And then after I got through with that, I felt a release in my spirit to let that particular situation alone. And I told Pastor, I said, I think I'm done. I said, I think I'm done with this. After I had said what was on my heart, I said, I think I'm done. And Pastor kind of looked at me and said, good. You know, I think I'm done. You know, we can only relay to people what's on our hearts, what God has placed on our hearts. And you got to make sure it's the Lord. And that's why this wake up thing, victory belongs to Jesus. Get coming out of our comfort zone, all these things. Come on, church. It's time for us to wake up. We have been asleep too long. So I'm just happy now. I'm asking the Lord to work on me. I got some things I need God to do for me, Daphne, on the inside with my mind and my spirit, my emotions, all of that. Listen, the process never stops. It never stops. It's an ongoing process. If we want to go to the next level in God, it's an ongoing process. So let me read the first scripture, Psalm 24, 7 through 10. It says, lift up your head. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is, I love that question, those two questions. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Now, I want to read this Amplified and Message Bible. Amplified Bible says, lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, ancient doors, and the King of Glory, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift them up, ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is he then, this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of Glory, who rules over all creation with his heavenly armies. In the Message Bible, and I tell you, I wish I could scream it this morning, it says, wake up, you sleepyhead city. Wake up, you sleepyhead people. King Glory is ready to enter. Who is this King Glory? God armed and ready. God armed and battle ready. Wake up, you sleepyhead city. Wake up, you sleepyhead people. King Glory is ready to enter. Who is this King Glory? God of the angel armies. He is King Glory. Come on now. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I'm going to read this. Romans. Y'all know I love scripture. Romans 13, starting at verse 11. It says, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. Y'all need to underline sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. 13 says, let us walk honestly as in the day. Because, you know, nighttime, folks do some awful things at night. But let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Okay, so it says, wake up, wake up. I looked up, it says, high time that we wake up out of sleep. So I looked up the word sleep. Sleep, that's what stuck with me, sleep. And the definition for sleep is this. It is hypnos. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. It is hypnos. And it's where we get the word hypnosis, hypnotic. That's where we get that word from. Hypnosis, hypnotic. And it means spiritual. I just want to share this with you. It means spiritual lethargy. That's what it is. It's spiritual lethargy. Laziness, spiritual laziness, spiritual lethargy. It means to wake up, to be ready. Oh, my goodness. Can we wake up and be ready? It means to wake up, be ready, wake up to reality. Wake up to reality. Wake up. Yeah, can I say that one more time? It says, wake up to reality. Realize what's going on. Hypnos, it means unresponsive to the spiritual things that please God. Unresponsive. So kind of back to what Pastor said, how can we present our bodies to the living God if we're unresponsive? Things of God. Come on now. How does that work? We present our bodies, but we're unresponsive. How does that go? How are we unresponsive to the things of God? Okay, it also means spiritual conformity to the world. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's a hypnotic state. It's a walking dead. We're like zombies, just walking around. And zombies, you know, I don't like zombies. Out of all the horror movies that I've seen, I don't like zombies. I don't watch zombie movies anymore. I don't like them. Plus, they're not slow like back in the day. Zombies in the 50s and 60s was kind of slow. Zombies now, they got them doing stuff I don't like. So I don't watch them. I don't like them. So some of us are walking around like spiritual. We, you know, we're just a walking dead. Zombies. And zombies, they don't eat nothing but dead stuff. On the horror movies, they just eat your brain. They don't do nothing. They just walk around looking for dead stuff to eat. That ought to preach to somebody right there. I'm telling you, I wish I could scream. It's just, you know, that's all they do. And so the scripture said, wake up out of your hypnotic state, your sleepwalking state. That's, I can't pronounce the word. It's a Christian somnambulist. I think that's how you pronounce it, but it means a sleepwalker. Christian somnambulist. Sleepwalkers. My husband used to sleepwalk. My son used to sleepwalk. And, you know, I would try to wake them up, and it would just be really weird. And you could tell if they were sleepwalking because you see this glazed look over their eyes. And some of us, oh, my goodness. Oh, I thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to scream. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Pastor, I hope you're listening. I just got my answer. All right. It's the glazed look that come over their eyes. So once you tell them, oh, I thank God for the Holy Ghost. It's the glazed look that come over people's eyes, Pastor. It's the glazed look. All right. So he would have, my husband would have this, and my son would have this glazed look. Now, for my son, who was little and a sleepwalker, we had to make sure that the doors were locked and the windows were closed. And one time we thought he had fallen because we were on the second floor, and we thought he had fallen out the window. No, he was under the bed asleep. So we realized then that we got to keep the windows closed. Summertime, I don't care. Just keep the windows closed, fans going, because something may happen. Pastor in his sleepwalking state would cook. One day he took off, and I was trying to wake him up, and he wouldn't listen to me, and he just took off walking. And I just had to pray and ask the Lord to help him. When he realized where he was, I don't know where he was. We lived on 208th and Western. I don't know where he was. He said he was on 190th or something. But anyway, looking for some glasses or something, he said he lost. So some of us, here's the thing about sleepwalkers. They go through the motions, something in their brains, because we have this thing, and I'm not a scientist, but we have these things in our brain that keeps us from walking off while we sleep. But this thing for sleepwalkers is not working. It's not triggered. So they get up, they walk, they do all kinds of stuff. Folks gain weight from sleepwalking. Folks have sex with people. Yes, they do. Sleepwalking. So we just go through the motions. They walk in their sleep. So our churches are full of people that are spiritual zombies, the walking dead, people that walk in their sleep. Oh, my goodness. They just go through the motions. They just go through the motions. They just go through the motions. They have no motor power, I guess, to stop them from doing whatever it is. They just go through the motions. But they don't know what's going on. They sit in church. They sit in our meetings. They bow their heads. They lift their hands. They read their Bibles. They say, open the scripture. They open the scripture. They do all this stuff. But inside they sleep. Goodness, I got it, Pastor. I got it. I just want to let you know I got it inside their sleep. And we sometimes we go through the motions. Sometimes we go through the motions. We just go through the motions. We go to church. We come home. We go to work. We come home. We take our families. I'm talking about believers. I ain't talking about sinners. I'm talking about believers. We just go through the motions. But the Bible says it's high time that we wake out of our sleep. Amen. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to read some reference scriptures that just kind of goes with this. Mark 13 and 36 says, otherwise he may arrive without notice and find you sleeping. And what I say to you, I say to everyone, watch and pray. Keep watch. Mark 13, 36 to 37. Watch and pray. Come on now. The Lord told us to keep watch and pray. Keep watch and pray. Keep watch and pray. 1 Corinthians 7:29 says, what I'm saying, brothers, is that time is short. From now on, those who have wives should live as if they had none. Because it's time to wake up. And that don't mean you treat your wife bad or your husband bad, but you got to live like the time is short. There has to be some urgency in us. And let me tell you about lethargicness, if that's a word, lethargy. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Lethargicness. Let me tell you about this spirit of lethargy. It is contagious. It is transferable. You will be lazy just like the people you hang around. Because if they don't want to do nothing, you don't want to do nothing. And they don't want you to do nothing because they ain't doing nothing. All right. So husbands and wives, we got to get in a hurry. 1 Corinthians 10 and 11 says, now these things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us on whom the fulfillment of the ages has come. Listen, the things that that the children of Israel experienced are for our example. They became lethargic and dull in their hearing. Even Jesus said, oh, you perverse and faithless and lethargic. Come on, generation. Come on. Come on now. So it's written for our example. 1 Corinthians 15:34 says, sober up as you ought and stop sinning. Oh, my goodness. And stop sinning. Come on now. Sober up and stop sinning. Can we? Oh my. See, and stop sinning. And I know people say we're sinners saved by grace. You know, some things I don't say anymore, and not that it's bad, I just don't say it. I'm not saying that you can't say it, but the Bible says I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. He said I'm new. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Doesn't say, I am a sinner and I am saved by grace, but I'm also a new creature in Christ Jesus. And people say, well, you know, we just sinners saved by grace. What, that give you a license to sin? No, God forbid. God forbid. That does not give us a license to sin. It doesn't. It doesn't. That, you know, so some things I don't say because I don't want people to think that they have a license to sin. It says stop sinning. It says awake to righteousness and sin not. Stop sinning. For some of you are ignorant of God. I say this to your shame. For some have not the knowledge of God. And I say this to your shame. And can I read the top part? Yes, I can. Verse 33 says, be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Evil associations corrupt good manners. So it says, awake to righteousness. Awake to righteousness. To return to sobriety and righteousness and quit sinning. In view of everything that God has done for us, everything that Christ has done for us, quit sinning. That's 1 Corinthians 15:34. I think I might preach that one. Ephesians 5 and 14 says, and so it is said, wake up, O sleeper. Nothing comes to a sleeper but a dream. Wake up, O sleeper. Rise up from the dead and Christ. Christ will shine on you. Wake up, O sleeper. Wake up, O sleeper. 1 Thessalonians 5:6 says, so then let us not sleep as the others do, but let us remain awake and sober. James 5:8 says, you too, be patient and strengthen your hearts, because the Lord's coming is near. Peter 4:7 says that the end of all things is near. Therefore, be clear-minded and sober so you can pray. Be clear-minded and sober so you can pray. 2 Peter 3:9 says, the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some understand slowness, but is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. So listen, even in our slowness, God is patient. You know, even in our slowness, God is patient. God is patient, but he's still saying for us to wake up. It is high time that we wake up out of our sleep. It is high time that we wake up out of our sleep. It says, and that knowing the time, we have to discern what times we are in. This is really not the time to be sleeping. This is really not the time to be lazy. Help me, Holy Ghost. It is really not the time to be lazy. So our commands are. It really isn't. Let me say that again, because I feel like I need to say that to somebody. And maybe say it to me. Listen, help me. Jesus, pray for me. Pastor, we have so many excuses why we cannot do the things of God. I know, well, two people I know personally, one I'm married to, that suffers in his body every day. The next one is a real good friend of mine. Well, I know three people, two women that I know, and maybe some old folks. But, you know, I have a friend came to the conference, heartbeat, 20 heartbeats per minute, I think that's what she said. But she came to our conference, took the train, took the Uber. And we had folks in our own church that didn't come to the conference. I'm just saying. Help me, Jesus. You know, we just have all these excuses about why we can't do what we do. I'm talking about for the Lord. But we never have an excuse about anything else. Anything else, there is no excuses. We can do whatever we want. We go to whatever show we want. We go to the park. We go to the beach. We turn it up. We do all these things. And we never have excuses for that. We never say we don't have the money. All this stuff. We borrow the money so we can do whatever we want to do. We borrow the money so we can get our hair done. Borrow the money so we can get our nails done. Borrow the money so we can go. Why don't we borrow money so we can do things for the Lord? We never do those things. All right. So that's the time we're living in. So here are the things we need to do. Cast off the works of darkness. Verse 12. Put on the armor of light. I'm just going to read. Walk decently and well behaved. Oh, my goodness. All right, I'm going to leave that alone. Walk decently and well behaved. Stop fighting and drinking. That's what that reveling means. Stop fighting and drinking. And he's talking to people in the church. Y'all stop fighting and drinking. Quit all immoral living. Refrain from quarreling, contention, and jealousies. Stop all that. Clothe yourselves with the character of Jesus Christ and make no provision for your flesh. Wow. Stop all that partying. See, you know, there is nothing new under the sun. The same thing that was going on in the Bible is going on now. And we just turned it up some because we got technology and it's faster. And it's more of it. And it's more of it right away. So we see a whole lot of stuff, right, you know, really fast and really quick before we have a time to say, oops, it's already in our face. But that doesn't mean that we should become a part of it. We have to be very careful, saints of God, that we don't become a part of this world system. I'm so grateful to the people that have worked in government positions to let me know the things that are happening in this world. Everything about this world system is wrong. Man-made. I'm talking about man-made. It's wrong. It's wrong. And most of it is a lie. Commercials lie to us. Technology lies to us. Lies is good for something because we use it. Try to use it for the glory of God. Facebook is a wonderful tool. But that's not my world. And I cannot allow that to be my world. So we need to wake up. We need to wake up. We shop online. We don't even get up and go to the store no more. We just Google it and press a button and put in our credit card number, and that's how we do. We don't even go to the store. We don't even want, you know, I never like grocery shopping. You know, retail therapy for me. I like clothes and shoes and purses. You know, I would never really like grocery shopping, but I know I got to go home. And why am I saying all this? Because we have allowed this world system to make us lazy and lethargic. And it's nothing new. It has happened. It happened in Bible times, and it's happening right now. So we just have to be very, very careful not to get caught up in the things of this world. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you so much for your word. Thank you so much for your word. Thank you so much for your word. Your word brings life and light. Your word brings life and light. I pray, Lord, that I've said something that has inspired someone today. I know I'm inspired. And I know I have things that I need to deal with. I know I have let time by me, as many of us have. I know I have wasted time. I know I haven't done the things I needed to do. But Father, I'm so glad. Ha, none of us here. Hey, God, hallelujah. I'm so glad for your mercy, because your mercies are new every morning. I'm so glad for your grace, because your grace is sufficient for us. I'm so glad for your word. I'm so glad for your word. So glad for your spirit. So glad for your presence. So glad for the blood covers my soul right now. So glad for the blood of Jesus that covers us. So glad. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Hey. So glad that even in our mistakes, even in our slowfulness, even in our lethargy, even in our lethargic times, oh God, you love us enough to send a word, to send your word to shake us, to mold us, to make us, to shake us, to rattle us, to tell us, Father, we cannot do this without your help. We need your help, oh God. We need your help, Lord, to get up out of this state that we are in. It is high time. Right now is the time that we wake up out of our sleep and out of our slumber. Hey, oh, thank you, huh? Thank you, Jesus. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. the blood of Jesus is against you. I command that glazed look that have come over the saints of God to be removed in the name of Jesus. God, hallelujah. That hypnotic state that some of us are in, be removed in the name of Jesus. A spirit of lethargy, be removed in the name of Jesus. We will wake up to reality, realize the time that we are in. Oh, God. Hey, God. Hush. Oh, hey, Jesus. Hey, God. Hallelujah. Rebuke the hand and power of the devil. Satan, take your hands off our minds, off our eyes, off our ears, off our mouth. Hey, God. Off our hands, off our feet. Take your hands off our bodies in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, give us a sense of urgency. And God, redeem the time for us. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Give us back the years. Glory. That we've wasted and thrown aside, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hey, Jesus. Oh, bless your name, God. Hey, Jesus. Thank you for redeeming the time. I thank you for giving us back the years. Hey, God. That the canker worm and the palmer worm. Hallelujah. Have eaten and destroyed. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for saving and sanctifying and filling with your precious Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For removing those people, places, and things that come to hinder. And Lord, give us a mind to move when you say move, to go when you say go, to wake up, hallelujah, out of this sleep and slumber, oh God, that we have been in, oh Lord, hallelujah, to God, it's time to wake up. Hey, son of Hosea. Hey, God, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we praise you. Thank you, Lord. Set the alarm clock in us, oh God. The spiritual alarm clock. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord, we thank you. And we praise you for what you are doing. You're the great and mighty God. Hallelujah. You're the great and mighty God, the wonderful Savior, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And Father, we thank you and praise you for what you're doing. Right now. Right now. Right now. I believe it's done right now. Everywhere, all over the world. It's done in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Listen, thank you so much for joining me this morning. I just pray that something has been said that has inspired you and motivated you to let you know that God is on your side. He really is on your side, and he really desires the best for us. It is high time that we wake out of sleep. Wake up, O sleepy-headed city. Wake up, O sleepy-headed people. The King glory desires to come in. Amen. King glory desires to come in. So I pray you have a blessed day in God. Continue to pray for me. Continue to pray for Pastor Melvin Smith and Lifeline Missions Unlimited Incorporated Worship Center, 38138 6th Street East in the city of Palmdale, California. And tonight, if you are available, please come to Love and Grace Christian Fellowship Church, 2052 West Avenue L in the city of Lancaster. I guarantee you, I promise you, that you will not leave this conference the same. I praise God for them, and I praise God for the opportunity to be restored and renewed in Christ Jesus. So I love you with the love of Jesus. Have a wonderful day, and I just want you to know that you are purpose for godliness. God bless you. Have a fabulous day.
No one can.
No one can.
No one. Declare it in the room. Come on.